Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Glorious Pasta of Italy by Domenica Marchetti is an Italian pasta cookbook and practical home cooking guide that aims to help readers cook pasta with more confidence, range, and authenticity. Drawing on Marchetti's Italian heritage, including family influences and regional traditions, the book frames pasta as both everyday comfort food and a craft worth learning well. It offers a large collection of recipes that spans familiar classics, regional specialties, and contemporary rustic dishes. With an emphasis on reliable technique rather than restaurant-style complexity, beyond recipes, it functions as a reference readers are guided through fresh pasta, making with clear step-by-step instruction, and are taught how to think about pasta shapes, sauces, and ingredients as a system. Helpful supporting material, such as a glossary of shapes, pantry guidance, and sourcing notes, encourages home cooks to explore beyond standard supermarket spaghetti while still keeping the cooking approachable and rooted in real Italian flavor. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, pasta as a regional, family-rooted Italian tradition. A defining strength of the book is its grounding in Italian home cooking as lived tradition rather than as a single national style. Marchetti presents pasta as deeply regional, shaped by geography, local ingredients, and family habit. That perspective helps readers understand why the same basic idea, noodles with a condiment, can look radically different across Italy. The collection mixes well-known preparations with lesser-known regional dishes, encouraging readers to widen their idea of what Italian pasta can be. The tone is practical and personal, emphasizing food that is meant to be cooked at home and shared, not merely admired. This approach also helps readers avoid a common pitfall of pasta cooking, assuming one method fits every dish. Instead, the book nudges cooks to notice the role of seasonality, the logic of local pairings, and the way tradition often favors simple, high-impact combinations. For anyone who wants more than a list of recipes, this regional and family framing provides a cultural map that makes the techniques and pairings easier to remember and replicate in everyday cooking. Fresh pasta fundamentals and workable technique for home cooks. The book treats fresh pasta as an achievable skill, offering step-by-step instruction designed to reduce uncertainty for first-timers while still being useful to experienced cooks. Rather than presenting fresh pasta as a single rigid formula, it discusses variations on classic egg-based dough and explains how small changes affect handling and final texture. This is paired with practical coaching that anticipates typical home kitchen problems, including how to manage time and resting so dough is easier to roll and shape. The guidance is not only about mixing and rolling, it is also about workflow, such as what to do if shaped pasta will sit before cooking. That kind of advice matters because fresh pasta is often less forgiving than dried, and success depends on planning as much as on ingredients. By presenting the technique in clear language and focusing on what the cook should look and feel for, Marchetti turns fresh pasta from a special occasion project into something readers can realistically practice and integrate into their regular routine. Thirdly, matching pasta shapes with sauces for better texture and flavor. A recurring idea in the book is that pasta shape is not decoration. It is a tool that changes how a sauce clings, how a bite feels, and how balanced the dish becomes. To support that, Marchetti provides reference-style material, including a substantial glossary of pasta shapes and guidance on choosing shapes for different condiments. This helps readers move from guessing to reasoning. Long strands behave differently than tubes. Ridged shapes capture sauce differently than smooth ones, and small shapes can be more appropriate for soups or broth-based dishes. The payoff is practical when the shape suits the sauce. A dish tastes more coherent and feels more Italian in spirit, even with simple ingredients. This framework also makes improvisation easier. Instead of needing an exact recipe match for the pasta in the pantry, the cook can select a substitute that will behave similarly. In a crowded cookbook category, this kind of teach-the-system approach stands out because it improves results across many meals, not only the dishes printed on the page. Fourthly, a broad recipe range, from soups and baked pasta to classic plates, the recipe collection is deliberately wide, showing pasta's versatility across formats rather than restricting it to quick weeknight bowls. Readers find pasta used in soups, combined with sauces, and baked in the more structured dishes, alongside classic preparations that highlight the ingredient itself. This breadth reinforces the idea that pasta is not one thing but a category with many expressions, each with its own best practices. It also makes the book useful across seasons and occasions, lighter bowls when you want something quick and clean tasting, heartier baked pastas for feeding a group, and more traditional plates when you want a direct connection to Italian staples. The recipes are generally described as straightforward and genuine, aiming for strong flavor without unnecessary complication. That design suits home cooks who want dependable outcomes and want to build a personal repertoire by mixing familiar anchors with less expected regional ideas. The book supports both comfort cooking and culinary curiosity, letting readers expand gradually without feeling pushed into chef-level projects. Lastly, pantry building. Sourcing guidance and everyday pasta problem solving, alongside recipes and technique. The book functions as a practical reference for the realities of cooking Italian pasta at home. Marchetti includes guidance on stocking a pantry with essential ingredients that make pasta meals easier to assemble and more consistently flavorful. She also points readers toward sources for less common items, helping bridge the gap between regional Italian cooking and what is typically available in an American kitchen. This material is complemented by small but important bits of problem-solving advice that address timing, storage, and preparation choices. For example, the guidance around what to do when fresh pasta will not be cooked immediately can prevent sticking and texture problems that frustrate new pasta makers. The overall message is that great pasta is the result of smart fundamentals, good staple ingredients on hand, informed purchasing, and a few reliable habits. These sections increase the book's long-term value because they remain useful even when readers are cooking from memory, adapting dishes, or working with whatever ingredients the week provides. In conclusion, The Glorious Pasta of Italy is best suited to pasta lovers who want more than a handful of familiar red sauce dinners, home cooks who are curious about Italian regional traditions, or who want to finally learn fresh pasta without intimidation will get the most from Marchetti's clear teaching style and practical organization. Novices benefit from the step-by-step approach and sensible troubleshooting, while experienced cooks can use the shape guidance, sourcing notes, and broad recipe selection to deepen their repertoire and cook with more intention. The book's practical benefits are concrete better decisions about pasta shape and sauce pairing, more confidence with fresh dough, and a pantry strategy that makes pasta meals easier to pull together on busy nights. What helps it stand out in a crowded pasta cookbook field is the combination of recipe variety and reference value. Many cookbooks offer attractive dishes. This one also aims to build durable understanding, so readers can cook beyond the page. By blending heritage-driven Italian sensibility with modern home kitchen practicality, it becomes both an inspiring read and a dependable, repeat-use manual for everyday pasta excellence. If you would like to support Domenica Marchetti, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.